High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We apologize for the technical problems during the pregame show. We haven't missed a beat here. We're getting ready for the girls game between Adams Central and the Holdridge Dusters here tonight. Adams Central coming in following an 8-16 season from a year ago, but the Patriots have some experience coming back, mainly in the Jackie Fowler, the sophomore. She averaged 10 points and 4 steals per ball game for Adams Central last year. Patriots also getting some experience coming back from Brittany Wiseman. She averaged 4 points per ball game a season ago. Alexis Grimmett, she averaged 5 points and 5 rebounds per game for the Patriots last season. And then Carly Bostock, who had 5 rebounds per ball game. Sarah Kruger is also back for Adams Central. She was injured last season, and she is back to full strength here for head coach Tim Marker, who is entering his 9th season as the head coach of the Adams Central Patriots here tonight. They're going to face a team of the Holdridge Dusters that are very good. This is a team that is ranked in both the Lincoln Journal Star and the Omaha World Herald preseason rankings. They're rated as high as number 3 in the state in Class B. Rachel Jeldon is their leading scorer from a season ago. Jeldon averaged 18 points and 11 rebounds per game last year. She's a 6'1" in senior. Also, Jenna Gillespie is back for Holdridge. She's averaging 10 points and 4 assists from a year ago. She's a 5'7" junior. So Holdridge, with a ton of experience coming back and a good basketball team, as they will take on the Adams Central Patriots here in the season opener for 2013-2014. So the Patriots going to face Holdridge here tonight. They'll face Aurora then tomorrow night, and then they have got a date with the Sandy Creek Cougars next Tuesday before playing Kearney Catholic next Thursday. So a tough part to the beginning of the season for Adams Central here tonight. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, now with 3 locations in Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service. That's Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So we'll give you the starting lineups for Holdridge. First of all, it'll be Jenna Gillespie, a 5'7" junior. Also, Jamie Isaacson, a 6-foot senior. Also, Juliana Burr, a 5'8" senior. Haley Schroeder, a 5'8" senior. And also, Rachel Jeldon, a 6'1" senior, getting the start tonight for the Holdridge Dusters. They'll be dressed in their visiting uniforms here tonight. They'll be in their purple, trimmed and lettered in the gold. Adams Central going to go with a Jackie Fowler, a 5'4" in sophomore. Also, Brittany Wiseman getting a start, a 5'5" junior. Also getting a start will be Josie Bumgarner. She is a 5'7" junior for head coach Tim Marker and the Patriots. There's Alexis Grimmett coming out. She's a 5'9" senior. And the other starter is going to be Carly Bostock. Bostock is a 6-foot junior for Adams Central. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So we're set to go. The season opener for the Adams Central Patriots. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with play-by-play coverage. Adams Central and Holdridge tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central here tonight. Holdridge controlling the opening tip, and immediately they have it knocked out of their hands on the far sideline. The Dusters shooting to our basket to our left here tonight. As we view it from the side court here at the Patriot Gym, driving down the left side of the lane, Gillespie puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bumgarner. Bumgarner outlet pass comes to Wiseman as the Patriots hustle into the forecourt for the first time here tonight. Wiseman has the ball tipped away, picks it back up, bounce pass down into baseline. That's Bumgarner with the ball to Fowler. Entry pass denied there as Fowler picks her back up and gets it to Carly Bostock. Bostock with some good size inside for the Patriots this year. She'll stand at 6 foot, driving to the hole there. There's a shot put up there. It's going to be off of the rim. No good by Bumgarner. And the rebound comes down to Holdridge. girls high school basketball tonight. We got the boys game coming up right after this one. Here's a Gillespie driving the length of the floor, shoots and scores. Gillespie goes coast to coast there for Holdridge, and the Dusters are out on top by a score of 2-0 here in this ball game. And now Holdridge applying some pressure here in backcourt. Adams Central has got it. There's a bounce pass deflected, but it's picked up here. That's going to be Alexis Grimmett with the ball, sends it in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. First turnover on Adams Central here in the ball game. That's one thing that Tim Barker talked about in the pregame show. The Patriots need to cut down on their turnovers if they want to stay in this ball game. Driving the baseline, his shot is up and in. Juliana Burr and the Holdridge Dusters out on top of Adams Central by the score of 4-0 here early in our girls' high school basketball game here tonight. There's a bounce pass by Fowler. It's going to be deflected. And it's going to be intercepted again. Intercepted by Jamie Isaacson. As Holdridge comes back the other way, there's a bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected again. And now a kicking violation called on Adams Central. So it'll be Holdridge playing it in on the baseline to the right side as the Dusters have got a 4-0 lead here over Adams Central early in this basketball game. Here comes Meredith LeMaster into the ball game already. We're just 90 seconds in the ball game, and Tim Barker is already sending some substitutes in there for Adams Central as the Patriots have fallen behind 4-0. Driving toward the hole, there's a shot up there and in. Rachel Jeldon, she's going to be a load for Adams Central to handle. Jeldon averaged 18 points and 11 rebounds per game for the Dusters last year. And it's a 6-0 ball game. Holdridge has got the lead over AC. Here's Sarah Kruger with the ball. Kruger checking in there. Brittany Wiseman is right at the top of the three-point arc now. Skip pass goes to the far sideline to Kruger. Takes the ball to the elbow on the left side. Now back outside the ring to Wiseman. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Juliana Burr. Running it back the other way for Holdridge. Burr goes all the way. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down in the lane there by LeMaster. And the ball's going to be picked up by Kruger. Kruger brings it back 1-on-2. Finally, she flips it over on the far sideline to get it to Sarah Kruger. Kruger now to Carly Bostock out here in three-point territory to Wiseman. Bounce pass down low. A shot is up there. No good by LeMaster. Ball goes out of bounds, and it can be Holdridge basketball. So the Patriots are being shut out here in the early goings in this one. 6-0 is the score. Holdridge has got the lead. Here comes Alexis Grimmett back into the ball game for Adams Central. Bostock will check out. Now Tim Barker wants to call a timeout. Tim Barker calls a timeout early in this ballgame. 5 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the first quarter. Has been all Holdridge so far. The Dusters 6, Adams Central nothing.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
For you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at the Patriot Gym, the season opener for Adams Central here tonight for the girls and boys. The boys will follow this one at about 8 o'clock or so, taking on a brand-new head coach in Drake Baranek, who's now at Holdridge. 6-0 is the score here in the girls' ball game. We're about 2.5 minutes into this one. Holdridge has got the ball again back in their offensive zone. Here's Selena Holt, who's into the ball game now. Comes outside the ring to Gillespie. They get it inside to Jeldon. Jeldon trying to put a move on. We got a traveling violation. Rachel Jeldon inside is called for the traveling violation. That's the first turnover on Holdridge in the ballgame. Adams Central is still looking for their first points of the 2013 season here tonight. We played nearly 3 minutes in this one. We're down to 5 minutes and 16 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's a pass down the near sideline intercepted. Intercepted by Isaacson. That's the third turnover on Adams Central. Isaacson has got the ball out to Gillespie. Gillespie working left side of the lane. There's a pass right through the fingertips of Jeldon out of bounds. Jeldon wasn't really looking for that one. It goes sizzling by her hands out of bounds into the nickel seats on the far sideline. Second turnover on Holdridge in the contest. Adams Central again facing some pressure here in backcourt. Josie Bumgardner gets the ball across the 10-second line now as they move it down to the baseline on the right side. A shot put up there by LeMaster. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jeldon as they get the ball up the floor here to Holt. Back outside the ring to Gillespie. To Jeldon, now on the right side. That's a Juliana Burr holding it. Lobs it back inside to Jeldon as it knocked off of her hands out of bounds. That's going to be Holdridge basketball. Sarah Kruger got her hands on it there for Adams Central. So the Dusters will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Juliana Burr will play things in for Holdridge. Wedding, and now she goes down in the corner. Shot by Gillespie. He's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is loose, and it's taken down here by Jackie Fowler. Fowler has got it for Adams Central. Right-handed dribble into the forecourt. Leaves the ball ahead now to Grimmett. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Holdridge basketball. Patriots having a tough time finding the range here earlier in the ball game. Brittany Wiseman comes into the contest now for Adams Central, and coming to the bench is going to be Josie Baumgartner. Pressure now by Adams Central here in backcourt. Haley Schroeder has got the ball for Holdridge. Gets it in the hands of Gillespie. Gets the ball ahead now to Burr. Shot is up there. It's no good. Misses one from point-blank range. Ball is tipped out here to Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman has got it down for Adams Central. As he trots it across the 10-second line. Wiseman pulls up at the top of the key. Bounce pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Jeldon. That's the fourth turnover at Adams Central. Now a double dribble violation. Back the other way on Jeldon. Rachel Jeldon is whistled for the double dribble violation. That's the third turnover on Holdridge. Adams Central has got four. Patriots are halfway through this first quarter, and they still have not scored. 6-0 is the score. Here's another steal in backcourt by Selena Holt. Holt drives the ball toward the hoop. A nice pass in the lane to Gillespie. Her shot is up and in. Janet Gillespie scores after her second field goal of the ball game. Holdridge out to an 8-0 lead here over Adams Central. Patriots having problems attacking this backcourt pressure so far for the Dusters. Brittany Wiseman has got it here in backcourt. Now Tim Marker wants to call another timeout. Adams Central, all kinds of problems attacking the backcourt pressure from Holdridge. The Patriots already with four turnovers in the ball game. It's an 8-0 ball game. We'll take a break. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. We'll be back right after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. We are a little over halfway through this opening quarter of play in girls high school basketball tonight. The Adams Central Patriots are trailing Holdridge by the score of 8-0. Jenna Gillespie has already got a couple of field goals and 4 points for the Dusters. Juliana Burr has got a field goal for two. Rachel Jeldon has got a field goal for two. The Patriots with four turnovers, the Dusters with three. So Adams Central having a tough time finding the range here earlier in this basketball game. 8-0 is the score. We're down to 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Now Holdridge is going to drop back into his zone defense. So just as Tim Barker calls a timeout to try to settle that backcourt pressure, Holdridge drops back into a 1-2-2 zone defense. There's a long-range jumper there by Josie Baumgartner. No good. Long rebound. It comes out here to a Bostock. So Adams Central keeps it alive. They're on the offensive glass. Entry pass to get it to Bostock. Dumps the ball down low. Here's Grimmett. She goes up for the shot. She's hammered in the play. Bostock right at the free throw line. Sends it down on the low block to Alexis Grimmett. And she is fouled in the play. So Grimmett will go to the free throw line now for Adams Central to try to break the ice. 8-0. Holdridge has got the lead. And the free throw is up there and in by Grimmett. She averaged 5 points and 5 rebounds per game for the Patriots a season ago. So Adams Central gets their first points of the ball game at the 3 minute and 12 second mark. The second one is up there as well. That's through the hole, so it's an 8-2 ball game now. Holdridge has got the lead. Dusters come back with the ball. Selena Holt bounce pass down on the baseline. Juliana Bird drives that baseline. Nice dish. The shot is up there and in. Ashley Albers scoring there. Ashley Albers scores, and it's a 10-2 ball game now. 10-2 in favor of Holdridge. Adams Central comes back. There's a shot taken by Bostock. It's no good, and a foul is called on the rebound. Riley Bostock misses one from point-blank range, and a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Adams Central's Carly Bostock. A rebounding foul on Carly. That's going to be her first team foul, number one, in the Patriots. Here comes Fowler back into the ball game. Also coming in will be LeMaster. 2 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in quarter number one from the Patriot gym tonight. 10-2 is the score. Adams Central is trailing here in the ball game. Holdridge has got the ball. Here's Gillespie down the near sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Drives it down the lane. The ball tipped away. Gillespie picks it back up. Her shot no good. Ball is tapped out to the corner. It's picked up by Holt. Now a jump ball is called. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Dusters. So Holdridge will play things in. here on the near sideline, right in front of the Adams Central bench with 2 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in the first quarter. As Holdridge will get things in, and they get it to, out here in 3 points territory. Jenny Gillespie is going to handle the ball out here for the Dusters. Gillespie pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. His shot's going to be off the right side, no good. Rebound comes down to Grimmett. Outlet pass to the near sideline. They get it to Morgan. Brendan Camp is into the ball game now. Down at the baseline, a shot is up and in. That's a Jackie Fowler. Fowler scoring her first field goal of the ball game. And it wasn't until the 2 minute and 20-second mark that Adams Central got their first field goal in the ball game. Here comes Holdridge back the other way. It's going to be Holden. She drives the ball in the hole, and she loses control. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central's ball. The fourth turnover on Holdridge here in the ball game. Rachel Jeldon coming back in the ball game now for the Dusters. Going out will be Ashley Albert. And now the Dusters will apply that backcourt pressure again. It forced four turnovers early in the first quarter. Here's Jackie Fowler, brings it back into the offensive zone inside the free throw circle. His shot is up and in. Jackie Fowler with back-to-back field goals for Adams Central. And the Patriots are back to within 4 points now. 10-6 is the score. 2 minutes to play. Here's a long-range three by Burr. That one rattles out of there. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up. Her shot, no good. Rebounded by Rachel Jeldon, and she lays it in. Rachel Jeldon on the offensive glass gets the field goal. She's now got 4 points. 12-6 is the score. The Patriots back quickly. Here's a shot in the lane. That one won't go by Meredith LeMaster, and the rebound comes down to the Dusters. Jenna Gillespie has got it now to Haley Schroeder. Down low to Jeldon. Her shot is up there. No good. The ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Jeldon. So Adams Central will play things in. Bostock is going to come back into the ball game now. Brittany Wiseman also coming in there. Here comes Sarah Kruger into the ball game as well for head coach Tim Marker. Tim now in his ninth season as the head coach of the Adams Central Patriots girls basketball team. We're at the Patriot gym. 12-6 is the score. Holdridge has got the lead over AC tonight. Brittany Wiseman dribbles it to the free throw line, dishes off. Here's a long-range jumper from three by Kruger. Her shot is no good. The long rebound is going to come out here. It's picked up by Isaacson for Holdridge. Isaacson has got the ball down to a Gillespie. As Gillespie comes to the near sideline, Gillespie takes it inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass to Burr. Far sideline to Isaacson. Inside to Jeldon. To the elbow to Burr. Her shot is up there. It's an air ball. Nearly goes out of bounds. Now it does. And it's going to be Adams Central ball. So Adams Central playing things in. 54 seconds to play here in quarter number one from the Patriot Gym. 12-6 is the score. Adams Central is trailing here in girls high school basketball. Holdridge again will apply some pressure back here in backcourt. Jackie Fowler will bring things up as she goes to the far sideline now to Josie Bumgardner, who's into the ball game. Her pass is deflected, and it's going to be intercepted. Now running back the other way is going to be Holt. She has it tipped out of her hands out of bounds. So AC turns it over for the fifth time here in the ball game. Holdridge will play things in underneath her own basket to the left side. This is Selena Holt to inbound the ball for Holdridge to Gillespie. Gillespie puts it on the floor and dribbles out here into three-point territory out near the 10-second line. There's a bounce pass nearly intercepted. It is picked up by Isaacson. We're down to 30 seconds to play, and Holdridge may elect to go for the final shot here at this first quarter in a 12-6 ball game. Gillespie out here in three-point territory as she works against Wiseman. Moves it to the right sideline. Her bounce pass is going to go nowhere. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover on Holdridge. She was kind of trapped along the far sideline and just sent a bounce pass into the lane. Nobody was home there, and it goes out of bounds. So Adams Central will come back the other way now. It's a 12-6 ball game. We're down to 19 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. Coming back with the ball is going to be Fowler. Brings it into the offensive zone. She works against Holt. Fowler still with the ball at the free throw line. Kicks it out here to a Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman comes over here to a Sarah Kruger. Takes the ball down in the baseline. 5 seconds to go. Here's Wiseman with the ball. Wiseman holds it. Holds it. Bounce pass down in the baseline. The ball tipped away, and AC does not get a shot away. And that's the end of the first quarter of play in girls high school basketball action here tonight. The score after one, it is Holdridge 12, Adams Central 6. We'll be back right after this.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
when you need power. Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Patriots fell behind 8-0 here in this ball game tonight. It wasn't until the 3-minute and 12-second mark of the first quarter that AC got some points on the scoreboard. That was a couple of free throws. Adams Central got their first field goal at the 2:20 mark, but the Patriots find themselves just down by 6 points right now at 12-6. Adams Central with the opening possession here in the second quarter, and there's a turnover. Fowler couldn't find anybody to throw it to, and Fowler turns the ball away. Now we got a foul called here as Aldridge came down with the ball. We have a foul called, and Brittany Wiseman. Brittany Wiseman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first, team foul number two on the Patriots. Selena Holt went down the ball here for the Dusters. Gets it to Jenna Gillespie. Hops it across the 10-second line with a right-handed dribble. And now we've got a traveling violation. So the first ball game of the season, are going to see some of these unforced turnovers. Holtridge has got 6 turnovers so far in the ball game. AC was 6. Adams Central has got the ball back here in backcourt. Now Holtridge will attack right here at the 10-second line. Bring the ball up. It's going to be Fowler. Fowler comes over here to Carly Bostock, who's back into the ball game. To Kruger at the top of the key. There's a pass that's going to be deflected away from Wiseman, and the ball's going to be brought down here by Holdridge coming back the other way. Gillespie in the lane. She has the basketball stripped away. That's going to be picked up by Adams Central's Alexis Grimmett. Grimmett gets into the hands now of Brittany Wiseman, hustles into the forecourt. Wiseman with the ball, pulls up on the right side of the lane. Wiseman bounce pass down in the corner. It is loose. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be AC's ball. Last touchdown there by Jenna Gillespie of Holdridge. This has not been a pretty basketball game at this point. We've had 14 turnovers between the two teams. We're just a minute into the second quarter. 12-6 is the score. Adams Central is trailing the Holdridge Dusters here in this one. AC will play things in deep in a corner on the right side. Sarah Kruger will inbound the ball. That's going to be Josie Bumgarner inbounding the ball. They get it in there. There's a shot that's going to be put up and in. That's Sarah Kruger. She gets the field goal to go down. It's now a 12-8 ball game in favor of the Dusters. Driving for the basket. There's a layup that's going to be no good there by Selena Holt. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by EC. Holdridge will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's going to be Juliana Bird inbound the ball here for the Dusters. As she gets it in to Holt, she wheels her shot. It's up there in the lane. It's going to be no good, but they wave this one off. We're going to have a personal foul before the shot. It's going to go on Carly Bostock. That's going to be her second foul, team foul number 3 on the Patriots, a non-shooting situation, so it'll be Holdridge playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Gillespie will look to play it in. A two-handed pass comes out near the 10-second line. Juliana Burr will grab it there for Holdridge. Gets away, drives it down the right side of the lane to the basket. She goes, and her shot is up and in. Juliana Burr with a couple of field goals now and 4 points. 14-8 is the score. Adams Central trailing here in the ball game. Bumgarner outside to Wiseman. Shot for 3. Way off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot. No good. But a foul is called. Offensive rebound down there by Sarah Kruger. And a foul is going to be called here on Selena Holt. That's going to be the first foul on Holt. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Dusters. This will be a shooting foul. As Sarah Kruger will go to the free throw line now for Adams Central. Kruger has hit a field goal and 2 points in the ball game thus far. Here's a free throw, a high arcing free throw that's going to miss no good. And Kruger was injured last year, did not play at all for head coach Tim Marker. He's back in there now, Sarah Kruger at the free throw line. Carly Bostock checks out of the ball game now for AC. Here comes Grimmett back in there, 6.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It is off of the back iron. It is no good. So Kruger misses a couple of free throws, and the rebound comes down to Holdridge. Jenna Gillespie has got the ball here in backcourt. Comes to the near sideline and now reverses. Comes back to the center of the floor. Brings it back into the offensive zone. Jeldon has got it in the lane. Dumps it down. Motor shot is up and in. Isaacson scores for Holdridge on the assist from Rachel Jeldon. And it's a 16-8 ball game now. Holdridge out on top. The Dusters scored the first 8 points of the ball game, and they have not trailed in this one today. Sir Kruger is now fouled here at the 10-second line. The foul there is going to go on Burr. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Dusters. Adams Central inbound the ball. Josie Bumgarner here at the 10-second line. We go to the far sideline, driving down the lane. Dishes off to Grimmett down in the baseline. Her shot is up there from 5 feet away. It's good. Alexis Grimmett scoring there for Adams Central. It's now a 16-10 ball game. Back the other way. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Carl Hale is into the ball game now. Rebound is loose. It comes out here. Hale grabs the ball again. And now a double dribble violation. 8 turnovers on Holdridge here in the ball game. Back into the contest, Haley Schroeder for Holdridge. And going out is going to be Jamie Isaacson. 5:46 to play. You're in the second quarter. You're listening to high school basketball tonight. Season opener for Adams Central. We're at the Patriots gym. 16-10 is the score. Adams Central is trailing here in the ball game. Josie Bumgarner with the ball. Dumps it off in the lane to Fowler. She can't control it. It goes out of bounds. Off of the fingertips of Jackie. It goes rolling out of bounds. That's the 8th turnover on Adams Central here in the ball game. 16-10. The score remains the Dusters. Preseason ranked in the top 10 in both the Lincoln Journal Star and the Omaha World Herald. And now it's going to be Holdridge calling a timeout. Dusters want to call a timeout. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Patriot Gym tonight. High school basketball on 1230 KHIS. Adams Central is trailing the Holdridge Dusters by the score of 16-10. Holdridge now with the basketball as they bring it back in their offensive zone here. Jenna Gillespie has got it. Gillespie goes over to Burr. Now to Jeldon out here in three-point territory. Jeldon dribbling with the ball. Comes over to Gillespie for three. Shot good. Jenna Gillespie scores. West side of the lane. She's got 7 points in the ball game. And Holdridge has now opened up a 9-point lead over Adams Central. It's now 19-10 as the Patriots come back with the ball. Here's Fowler at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Jeldon with a rebound. Rachel Jeldon comes to the near sideline. They get it to Gillespie. Up the floor. Down to the baseline to Burr. Back out here on the wing to Gillespie. Out to Jeldon now in 3-point territory. That's Gillespie. Down on the baseline to Juliana Burr. Finds a seam. Takes the ball in the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good. And she's fouling to play. Nice move to the basket. Juliana Burr scores. That's her third field goal of the ball game. The basket counts, and the foul here is going to go on Adams Central. The Patriots guilty of the personal foul. And that foul is going to go on Hannah Fleischer, who's into the ball game now, just a freshman for AC. She picks up the personal foul. Juliana Burr to the free throw line and trying to make this a 3-point play. And her shot is up there. It's good. So now the Dusters are out on top of Adams Central by a score of 22-10. 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play. They're in the second quarter from the Patriots gym. AC coming back with the ball and the dribble. That's going to be Jackie Fowler here on the near sideline. Fowler holding it, holding it, holding it. And now Fowler is going to be hit with a 5-second violation. Jackie Fowler here on the near side, right at the top of the 3-point circle in front of the Holdridge bench. Did not find anybody to throw it to there. She's whistled for the 5-second violation. Sarah Kruger back into the ball game now for Adams Central. The Patriots have fallen behind by 12 points here early in the ball game, 22-10. 4 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in this one in the second quarter. Driving down the lane, contact made. Burr's going to whistle for a traveling violation. Burr draws contact down there, dribbling down the lane, runs into LeMaster for Adams Central, but a traveling violation is called in the Dusters. That's 9 turnovers now on Holdridge. Adams Central has got 8 turnovers. The Dusters are out on top of AC by a score of 22-10. Here in quarter number 2, here's Brittany Wiseman. Cross-court pass goes to LeMaster. Throws up a 15-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound tapped out. It's out here in 3-point territory. Picked up there by Gillespie. Keeps it alive for the Dusters. Gillespie hands it away to Schroeder. Hands it back to Gillespie, who gets it into the offensive scoring zone out here. Jenna Gillespie with the ball over on the wing on the right side. Juliana Burr. Out here at the top of the key now, that's Rachel Jeldon. Brings it back to Burr. Free throw line extended right side. Burr puts it on the floor, dribbles to the inside the free throw circle. Goes to the far sideline now. There's a shot put up there by Hale. That's going to be no good, and she's fouling the play. Hale is hammered on the play here by the Patriots. And she'll go to the free throw line. The personal foul is whistled on LeMaster. Adams Central, that's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 5 on the Patriots. And this is going to be Carl Hale going to the free throw line now for the Holdridge Dusters. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good. First point of the ball game for Hale. That should be Carly Hale. Carly Hale for the Holdridge Dusters. Next shot is up there. It is good. So a couple of free throws there by Carly Hale. And that gives the Dusters a 24-10 lead. Adams Central has been outscored 12-4 here in the second quarter after they fell behind 12-6 at the end of one. Now Holdridge will pick up the Adams Central Patriots right here at the 10-second line. Burr doing the damage there for Holdridge. So play the point out here defensively, driving the ball into the lane. It's going to be Wiseman. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. Wiseman is fouled on this play here by the Dusters. It's going to go on Burr. That's going to be Juliana's second. That's going to send Brittany Wiseman to the free throw line now for Adams Central. 3:31 to play. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be up there and in by Wiseman. That's her first point of the ball game. Wiseman averaged 4 points per game last year for Adams Central as the Patriots recorded a record of 8 wins and 16 losses a year ago. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Holt. Holt has got it here in backcourt, and now she has it tipped away by Wiseman. Holt picks it up on the far sideline. Now Wiseman is hit with a personal foul. Brittany Wiseman gets hit with her second personal here in this first half. And now we got another substitute coming in there. It's going to be Jenna Gillespie. She will come in for Juliana Burr. We're in the second quarter to play in girls high school basketball tonight. 3:25 remaining. 24-11 is the score. Adams Central is trailing here in the contest. Gillespie with the ball. Now to Holt, back outside the ring here, top of the key. Schroeder has got it. Moves it over to Isaacson on the left side of the lane. Bounce pass between the circles again to Gillespie. Here's Schroeder with the ball just to the left of the circle. Schroeder goes to the far side, down to Gillespie. She takes it down to the baseline, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. It hits the side of the glass. It's knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central basketball. And the contest now for AC will be Jackie Fowler. Here comes Josie Bumgarner back into the ballgame. 3 minutes and 1 second to play here in quarter number two. Girls High School basketball is now 24-11. Holdridge has got the lead. Jackie Fowler will bring the ball across the midcourt stripe now. Dribbles to the elbow, left side of the lane. Has the ball tipped away. A jump ball is going to be called. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of, pointing in favor of Holdridge. So that's going to be a turnover on Adams Central. That's going to be their ninth turnover of the ball game. 2:48 to play. It's been a while since the Patriots have scored. The Dusters have scored the last 5 points here in the ballgame. There's a long-range three put up there. It's going to be no good by Schroeder. Now we got a foul call on the rebound. Holt went down. And Holt's going to pick up the personal foul. She was battling for the ball there with Bumgarner. Selena Holt picks up the personal foul for the Dusters. That's going to be the second foul on her. Team foul number 5 on the Dusters. So Adams Central comes back with the ball with 2 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the second quarter. 24-11 is the score. Adams Central is trailing here in the contest. Fowler bounce pass to Sarah Kruger on the far sideline. Kruger dribbles the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Sarah Kruger scores for AC. That's the second field of the ball, second field goal of the ball game for Sarah Kruger. Now 24-13 is the score. Juliana Burr outside the ring dribbles the ball into the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. Stripped away there by Fowler. That's a 10th turnover on Holdridge. Fowler back the other way. Her shot in the lane is going to be short. Rebound comes down to Haley Schroeder. Schroeder gets it into the hands of Gillespie. Jump pass down the near sideline. Burr's got it. Sends it back out to the top of the key. That's Schroeder. Now the low block on the right side to Albers. Back out to Schroeder. Here's Juliana Burr. Swings it left side to Isaacson. Down in the corner, Gillespie for three. Shot good. Jenna Gillespie has hit for 10 points here in the first half. It's now a 27-13 ball game. A 14-point lead by the Dusters. There's a shot. It is up there and in. A field goal there by Jackie Fowler. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. Back at the other end, Isaacson has problems with the ball. It is knocked loose, and LeMaster grabs it. Turnover number 11 on the Dusters. Down to 90 seconds to play here in the second quarter, 27-15. There's Josie Bumgarner, bombs away for three, shot good. Josie Bumgarner hits a three ball from the far sideline, and the Patriots are back within 9 points. 27-18 is the score now. Here's Isaacson with the ball. Double team, triple team on the low block left side, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul going to be called here on Adams Central. This one's going to be whistled on Fowler. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 7 on the Patriots. So it's going to be a 1-1 situation now. Grimmon comes back into the ball game. Also coming in, Hannah Fleischer. So we've got a free throw opportunity coming up here for the Dusters, and a shot is up there. It is in by Jamie Isaacson. He's now got 3 points in the ball game. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. We're at the Patriot Gym. This is the season opener for both of these teams. Isaacson's second shot is up there. It's good, so she connects on both free throws. It's now 29-18. Holdridge with an 11-point lead. Adams Central back with the ball. Bumgarner across the 10-second line. Bounce pass comes over here to Wiseman. On the dribble, takes it down on the baseline. Lob pass back out here to a Fleischer at the top of the key. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Back outside, here's Bumgarner for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Isaacson for Holdridge. Far sideline to Gillespie. Winds her way up the floor, down the right sideline. Bounce pass to Juliana Burr out here to Gillespie. 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter. AC still in the man-to-man defense. Cross-court pass to Gillespie. On the far sideline, her bounce pass is going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Bumgarner as he runs her back the other way. Down the lane, her shot is up there. It's no good. Misses the layup. Rebound comes down to Gillespie. Long pass down to Ford to Burr. That's Juliana Burr with the ball now for Holdridge. Two-handed pass goes out to Gillespie. Moves it over on the far sideline to Isaacson. Now we're down to 17 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Holdridge will go for the final shot here. That's a Gillespie with the ball. A bounce pass to the near sideline. And Schroeder is going to be fouled in the play. Bumgarner picks up the foul. That's going to be her first team foul, number 8 on the Patriots. So this will be a 1-1 situation now for Holdridge. Dusters have led this baby from the opening tap. 29-18 is the score. Holdridge has got the lead. Haley Schroeder will go to the free throw line now for the Dusters. She has not scored so far in this ball game. Dusters with an 11-point lead here in the second quarter. Shot from the free throw line is up and in. And Schroeder will have one more. Holdridge now 6 out of 6 on free throws so far in this ball game. As Haley Schroeder will have one more here for the Dusters. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. It's now a 31-18 ball game, a 13-point lead. Here's Adams Central back the other way. Bumgarner launches one from 15. The shot is going to be no good. Isaacson with a rebound. Isaacson hands the ball away to Gillespie. Her shot from backcourt actually hits the backboard there to the right side of the hoop. And that is the end of quarter number 2. We have reached halftime here tonight in girls high school basketball from the Patriot Gym. The score is Holdridge 31, Adams Central 18. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Patriot Gym. Girls High School basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central trailing the Holdridge Dusters by the score of 31-18. Holdridge scored the first 4 field goals of the ball game, led by the score of 8-0 in this one, and it wasn't until the 3-minute and 12-second mark that Adams Central got on the scoreboard in the first quarter. On a couple of free throws, they didn't get their first field goal until about a minute later at the 2:20 mark. By then, Holdridge had a 6-point lead at 10-4. Dusters, they led at the end of one quarter by a score of 12-6. Adams Central got it back to within 12-8 at one point. And then Holdridge had their backcourt pressure, forced some turnovers. And the Dusters eventually got out to a 12-point lead at 22-10. And right now they have stretched the lead to 13 points by halftime. It is 31-18. Holdridge with a lead over Adams Central here tonight. Jenna Gillespie is leading the way for Holdridge so far in this basketball game. She has got 10 points in the ball game. Jackie Fowler, she has got 6 for Adams Central. So it's 31-18 in favor of the Dusters here at halftime. Hastings High basketball teams, they opened up the season last night. Both the boys and girls losing to Seward last night. And both the Hastings High boys and girls will be in action again tomorrow as they take on Elkhorn South. Hastings St. Cecilia also opened their season last night with a ball game against the Shamrocks of Columbus SCOTUS. The St. Cecilia boys, they went into overtime and lost to the Shamrocks by a score of 50-41. Alex Sheehy was the leading scorer for St. Cecilia. He had 16 points. And now the Hawks will be on the road again tomorrow. They'll play at number one-ranked Bishop Newman. In the girls' game yesterday, it was Hastings St. Cecilia knocking off Columbus SCOTUS by a score of 54-25. Hawkettes had no problems in this one. They got out to a 19-7 first quarter lead. But 36-15 at halftime, 51-19 after three. And they go on to win by a score of 54-25. Chandra Farmer scored 20 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. Blair Hamburger had 15. Morgan Nicola had 11. So after tonight, all three area schools, all three Hastings schools will get their season started here. Adams Central being the final one here this evening. We've got the boys' game coming up in our second contest here tonight on 1230 KHIS. 31-18 is the score. The Dusters of Holdridge out on top of Adams Central in girls high school basketball. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half in 1 minute.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Weller, high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 31-18 is our score at the halftime break. It is Holdridge, preseason ranked in the top 10 in both Metro newspapers. They're high as number 2 we see in the papers this week. And Holdridge flexing their muscles here in game number 1. They've got a 13-point lead over Adams Central here at halftime. Leading scorer for the Dusters has been Jenna Gillespie. Gillespie has got a couple of three-pointers in this first half, and she's also hit for two other field goals. So Gillespie has got 10 points here at halftime. Juliana Burr has got 7 points. She's got 3 field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. The other scorer is Jamie Isaacson. She has got 4 points. Isaacson with a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Rachel Jeldon has got a couple of field goals for 4 points. Ashley Albert got in there and got a field goal for 2. Carly Hale has got a couple of free throws for 2 points. Haley Schroeder, she's got a couple of free throws and 2 points. The Dusters are still perfect on free throws. They are 7 out of 7 from the charity stripe here in the first half of play. Unofficially 12 turnovers in the ball game. The Adams Central Patriots are being led so far by Jackie Fowler. Fowler's got 3 field goals and 6 points for AC. Sarah Kruger, she has hit for 4 points tonight. She's got a couple of field goals, and she's 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Alexis Grimmett, she's got a field goal, and she's got 2 free throws, 2 of 2 from the free throw line for 4 points. Josie Bumgardner has got a 3-pointer in the ball game for 3 points. And Brittany Wiseman, she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. The Adams Central Patriots, 3 out of 6 from the charity stripe in the first half of play. Unofficially, 9 turnovers in the basketball game. So Holdridge got out to a 12-6 first quarter lead, and the Dusters expanding their lead to 13 points here at halftime. It's Holdridge 31 and Adams Central 18. We'll be back with more on the halftime show right after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is the destination for everyone on your holiday list. For men, we have casual wear from Tommy Bahama, Nike Golf, St. Croix, and Cutter & Buck. For business attire, we have suits and sport coats from Hart, Schaffner, Marks, Jack Victor, and S. Cohen. And to complete the look, dress shirts and ties. For the ladies, we have Brighton accessories and handbags, shoes, and watches, as well as clothing by Windridge, Aventura, and Sharon Young. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney for that perfect gift for everyone on your list.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS as Adams Central is trailing here at halftime in girls high school play. 31-18 is the score. A lot of the teams will be in action again tomorrow on a busy Saturday in this opening week of the high school basketball season. The Hastings High Tigers, they will be at home tomorrow after losing a couple of games to Seward last night. Hastings High will play Elkhorn South tomorrow. Up at the Tiger Gym, the girls' varsity game will be at 1 o'clock with the boys' varsity game scheduled for 2:45 tomorrow afternoon. The Adams Central Patriots, they will be on the road tomorrow night playing at Aurora. The girls' varsity game will be at 4:45 with the boys' varsity. They'll follow at 6:30. Hastings St. Cecilia will be on the road tomorrow in Wahoo as the St. Cecilia boys will play the number one ranked team in the state, Bishop Newman. The girls' game up in Wahoo will be at 2:30 tomorrow with the boys' game to follow at 4 o'clock. Of course, we'll have a Hastings College basketball for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Briar Cliff going to be in town to take on Hastings. Air time will be at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock for the women's ball game. And it'll be a 4 o'clock tip-off for the guys, Hastings and Briar Cliff, tomorrow afternoon right here on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central and Holdridge. At halftime, girls high school basketball, the Dusters lead the Patriots by a score of 31-18. They've got the second half coming up next. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, provided and powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Adams Central has got the ball to begin his second half of play. They're trailing by 13. It is 31-18. Patriots not shooting very well here in this opening ball game of the season. There's a long pass inside, intercepted. Isaacson has got the ball. That's going to be turnover number 10 on Adams Central here in the ball game. Juliana Burr sends it inside to Jeldon. Kicks it back out into three-point territory. A three-pointer put up there by Burr is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Fowler for AC. Jackie Fowler running down their right sideline. They get the ball ahead to Bumgarner. Bounce pass back out to Bostock. Bostock swings it left side to Wiseman. Entry pass deflected away. Picked up by Fowler on the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bostock, and the foul is going to be called. Personal foul here is going to go on Bostock. That's going to be your third foul. So Carly Bostock, the only real size inside for the Patriots, a 6-foot junior, has now got three personal fouls here for Adams Central. First team foul in the Patriots here in the second half of play. 31-18 is the score. Here's Holdridge firing up a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good by Gillespie, and the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Grimmett gets the rebound for the Patriots, gets it away down to Fowler, hustles into the forecourt, pulls up right inside the three-point circle. Back out to Carly Bostocker, pass down the wing. He's going to be out of bounds. Nobody home. Turnover on Adams Central. Tim Barker talked about it during the pregame show that AC would have to cut down on their turnovers tonight to stay with the Dusters. Adams Central has got 11 turnovers in the ballgame. We're just into the second half. They're trailing by 13 points. There's a bounce pass right side of the lane. That's going to go out of bounds. That's the 13th turnover on the Holdridge Dusters. Now they're going to say the Patriots touched it. The other official came in there and overruled the one down underneath the basket. So it's going to be Holdridge inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Gillespie will look to inbound. She does. Wide open Burr. Sachi Banks went home. Breakdown defensively there for the Patriots. Juliana Burr was wide open about 7 feet away on the right side of the lane, and she banks that baby home off of the glass. That's a 15-point ball game now at 33-18. Lob pass in the lane, intercepted. Jeldon had it, and she lost the ball. Grimmett has got it now for Adams Central. Baseline, her shot is up there, no good, but she's fouled in the play. That's going to go on, let's see, a couple of Dusters there, and the foul is going to go on Jamie Isaacson. Isaacson picks up his first personal foul. She's a 6-foot senior. Dusters, they are a big basketball team. Isaacson is 6 foot. They've got Ashley Alber on the bench at 6 foot. Jeldon is in there at 6 foot one. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good here by Alexis Grimmett. She is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. 15-point ball game. Dusters have the lead. Second shot is up there. It is good by Grimmett. It's now 33-19. The Patriots trailing here in the ball game. Juliana Burr has got it back into the offensive zone to Jeldon. Swings it left side. With the basketball over there, is going to be shorter. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Fowler. That's the 13th turnover on the Dusters. Fowler comes over here, left side of the lane. Fleischer has got it back outside now. Dribbling down the right side of the lane. The shot is put up there. It's going to be no good by Josie Bumgarten. And the rebound comes down to Jeldon. Down the far sideline, here come the Dusters back in their offensive zone. Jeldon gets it to the top of the key. Fires up a three. Her shot's going to be short, no good. Rebound is loose. It comes to the corner. Schroeder has got it. Sends the ball back inside to Jeldon. A pass across the lane. There's a shot that's going to be blocked out of the hands of Isaacson. And the ball is recovered here by Adams Central. Wiseman has got it down the right sideline now to Bumgarner. Bumgarner bounced past to Fowler. Top of the key and a traveling violation. Fowler hesitated there just momentarily at the top of the key. He's going to drive the ball down the paint. She's called for the traveling violation. 12 turnovers on Adams Central here in the ball game. 5 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the second quarter, or actually the third quarter here tonight. Meredith LeMaster comes into the ball game now for AC. Coming to the bench will be Alexis Grimmett. Holdridge will walk the ball across the midcourt stripe. Gillespie has got it. Gillespie bounce pass goes over to Schroeder. Back to Gillespie. There's Jeldon at the top of the key. Swings it right side to Burr. Entry pass down low. That's Schroeder. Kicks it back out here on the right side to Burr. Takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. Throws up a 10-footer. No good. Rebound Isaacson in the lane. Isaacson fighting for the ball, and now a jump ball is called. Fowler got her hands in it there for AC to force the jump ball. The arrow is pointing in favor of the Dusters, so we'll stay right here. Coming to the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Sarah Kruger. Coming to the bench will be Fowler. Gillespie will inbound the ball here for the Dusters. Underneath their own basket, gets it in here. There's a shot by Burr from 10 feet away. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Holdridge ball. Last touchdown there by Fleischer of the Adams Central Patriots. It's going to be Holdridge inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own hoop. As Jenna Gillespie will look to play things in, she does to Burr. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Wiseman. Wiseman has got it for Adams Central, now to Bumgarter. Long pass ahead. They get it to Kruger. Her shot from 12 is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Jenna Gillespie. Long pass down to Florida. Burr goes for the hole, and she's fouling the play. Getting back there on defense, committing the personal foul is going to be Brittany Wiseman for Adams Central. That's going to be her third foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Patriots here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line in the active shooting for Holdridge was Juliana Burr. Burr has got 9 points in the basketball game, 4 field goals, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Now she connects here on her second free throw attempt. Burr is now in double figures with 10. It's a 15-point lead again for the Holdridge Dusters at 34-19. And the ball game for Adams Central is going to be, looks like Morgan Bumgarner, or check that, Morgan Bradenkamp comes into the ball game now for AC. Juliana Burr back to the free throw line. Her shot is good. She buries a couple of free throws. That is now 36-19, a 17-point lead for the Holdridge Dusters. Bumgarner has got the ball. Her pass is deflected. Another turnover on AC. Running back the other way is going to be Gillespie. Kicks it back out here. A long-range jumper by Holt. Good. A long-range jumper by Selena Holt there, just inside the three-point arc on the right side of the lane. It's now a 37-19 ball game. Adams Central trailing here in the ball game, and now here's a contact made out here. And a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Rachel Jeldon. That's going to be your first. The first foul on Jeldon is going to be team foul number two on the Dusters. Non-shooting situation, so Adams Central will play things in, but Tim Marker wants to call a timeout. Adams Central wants to call a timeout here. 4:19 to play. We're in quarter number three tonight. We'll take a break with a score. Holdridge 37, Adams Central 19.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Not much of a contest so far. Adams Central fell behind early, 12-6 at the end of the first quarter. The Dusters have led this thing from the opening tap. Adams Central again dribbles the ball into the lane, and a pass is going to be intercepted by Jeldon. Another turnover on Adams Central. They're 14th of the ball game. Tim Marker with his hands on the top of his head here as Holdridge comes back to their offensive end. Driving for the hole is going to be Holt. Her shot is no good, and she's going to be fouled into play. Personal foul called on Sarah Kruger of Adams Central. That's going to be your first. Team foul number three on the Patriots. This will be a shooting foul as Selena Holt will go to the free throw line for the Dusters. She got a field goal and 2 points in the ball game thus far. She was fouled in the act of shooting, so she'll have two shots here. Her first one is up there. It's no good. That's the first free throw that Holdridge has missed tonight. They're 9 out of 10 from the free throw line. And they have built an 18-point lead over Adams Central here in the season opener, 37-19. Next shot is up there by Holt. It is good, so she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. But Adams Central is trailing 38-19 here in the contest. As they come back with the ball on their offensive end, Grimmett throws the ball into the corner, nobody home. Bumgarner was slicing toward the basket. Grimmett throws it into the corner, and nobody was home there for Adams Central. So another turnover, and the Patriots now have 15 turnovers and 19 points here in this ball game. 38-19, Holdridge has got the lead. Adams Central drops back on defense. There's a shot on the low block on the left side. It's going to be no good, and we got a foul call again. Personal foul is going to be called on Morgan Bradenkamp of Adams Central. That's going to be your first. And going to the free throw line now for Holdridge is going to be Selena Holt. Holt's free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. She was there just a few seconds ago and hit 1 out of 2. She misses the first one here. Here comes Fowler back in the ball game. Also coming in now for Adams Central. Looks like Emily Crable is going to come into the contest now. Crable is a 5'4" freshman. So Crable into the contest now. There's a second free throw. It's going to be no good as Selena Holt misses a pair. So the score remains at 38-19. Adams Central trailing into the ball game with 3.5 minutes to go. There's a pass again deflected, but Fowler picks it up in the corner. Now drives the baseline. Dribbles her way into the lane. Crable has got it now. Over here it's a Grimmett. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is no good there by Sarah Kruger. And the rebound comes down here to Juliana Burr. Burr on the dribble back the other way for the Dusters into the offensive zone to Holt. Back outside, Gillespie has got it. Far sideline down is Schroeder. Schroeder holds it, ball high above her head. Bounce pass down low to Gillespie. Kicks it back out to Schroeder. Around the horn they come. Holt, now to Burr, shot for three, no good. Long rebound grabbed there by Fowler, and a foul is going to be called on Burr. Juliana Burr picks up the personal foul for Holdridge. That's going to be her third. Team foul number three on the Holdridge Dusters. 3:01 to play here in the third quarter. Adams Central trailing in the ballgame by a score of 38-19. Sarah Kruger will play things in again to Jackie Fowler. Fowler races the ball into the offensive zone, splits the defense, bounce pass down on the baseline. Crable wasn't looking for it. It goes out of bounds. Fowler took the ball all the way toward the goal there in the last second. Bounce pass down in the corner. Crable thought she was going to go up for the shot, wasn't looking for the pass, and they throw it out of bounds. Back the other way. Here's Burr. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and the foul is going to be called. Personal foul whistled here on the Fleischer of Adams Central. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 5 on the Patriots here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line will be Juliana Burr for Holdridge. Burr's got 11 points in the contest thus far. 4 field goals. 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. So after going 9 for 9 from the charity stripe in the first half of play, the Dusters have missed a bunch here in the second half. Burr will have one more. Score remains at 38-19 in girls high school basketball. We got the boys game coming up next between the Patriots and the Dusters. Burr's next shot is up there. She buries that one. So Burr now with 12 points in the ball game, and the Holdridge Dusters now have a 20-point lead over Adams Central. It is 39-19. Josie Bumgardner goes for the Holder shot. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Schroeder. Outlet pass from the near sideline. The Holt gets the ball ahead. It's off of the fingertips of Jaden out of bounds. Brother Rachel Jeldon got her hands on it there but could not control it. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number 14 on the Dusters here in the ballgame. A 20-point lead for Holdridge. State-ranked Dusters. An easy time here tonight. Here comes Fowler. Dribbles behind her back to bring it into the offensive zone. Inside the free throw circle. Dishes off now to Bumgardner. Bumgardner sends it over to Crable down at the baseline on the right side, who kicks it back out here. Fleischer has got it. She dribbles the ball in the hole and draws some contact, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul here is going to be called on Haley Schroeder of Holdridge. That's going to be your first. And that's going to send Hannah Fleischer to the free throw line. Fleischer, a 5'8" freshman, who's seeing some playing time here in the season opener for head coach Tim Marker. She has not scored so far tonight. Dips the knees, throws it up there. Shot no good. She only had one more. 39-19. Holdridge continues to lead here in this ball game. The Dusters led at halftime 31-18. So Adams Central has scored only 1 point here in the third quarter. Make it 2 as that one goes down through the hole for Hannah. 39-20. There's a pass inside again to Jeldon. She is double teamed, triple teamed, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Fowler. That's going to be her second foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Patriots. Non-shooting situation, so the Dusters will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Gillespie to Burr. Her shot from 10, no good. Gets her own rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores. Juliana Burr scores after she misses the first one. Burr now at 14 in the ball game. The biggest lead of the contest now for the Dusters at 21 points. It's 41-20. There's another pass by Fowler that's going to be intercepted. Another turnover on the Patriots. Here come the Dusters back the other way. Chance to add to their lead, but a pass into the lane is going to be too far. Goes out of bounds. Trying to get it there. The Holt. It is out of bounds. Now Holdridge will send a bunch of new players in there. Here comes Isaacson into the ball game now for Holdridge. Ashley Albers is going to come back in there for the Dusters. 41-20. A minute and 40 seconds to play here in quarter number 3 from the Patriot gym. Jackie Fowler with the ball in the lane. Comes over here to the near sideline. Now down on the baseline. That's going to be Fleischer with the ball. Her cross-court pass is going to be intercepted again. Intercepted by Hale as she takes the ball to the distance. And she's going to be fouled into play as she goes for the hole. Personal foul called here on the Patriots. Nothing going right for the AC girls basketball team here in this one. Bumgardner picks up the personal foul for Adams Central. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 7 on the Patriots. And here's Hale at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Carly Hale now 2 out of 3 from the line here in this ball game tonight. Alexis Grimmett coming back in the ball game now for Adams Central. Fleischer will come to the bench. Hale will have one more. Shot is up there. That one is off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central's Bradenkamp. Morgan Bradenkamp. We'll get things away now to Josie Bumgardner. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Contact made. No foul call, but Bumgardner gets the field goal. Josie Bumgardner now with 5 points in the ball game. It's 41-22. Adams Central trailing in the ball game. Gillespie has got the ball now for Holdridge. Bounce pass down there on the baseline. Hale drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there. No good. Foul called. A foul here will go on the Patriots. It's going to go on Braden Camp. That's going to be your second. Team foul number 8 on Adams Central here in the second half of play. And Carly Hale goes back to the free throw line here for Holdridge. 2 out of 4 from the line thus far. And this shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. She was fouled in the act of shooting. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Patriot Gym. Have the boys game coming up for you next. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Hale. All 3 of her points have come from the charity stripe here in this ball game. Now 42-22, a 20-point lead. We're down to a minute to play here in this third quarter action here at the Patriot Gym. Dribbling with the ball here is going to be Eliza Keller, who's into the ball game now for Adams Central, and her pass is going to be tipped out of bounds. So it's going to be Adams Central playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket as Tim Walker continues to settle the lineup but trying to find something that's going to work out there tonight. Braden Camp has got the ball. Braden Camp now down at the baseline. There's a shot taken by Bumgarner. It's going to be no good. Defensive rebound by Ashley Albert. Bounce pass gets it to Gillespie as she winds her way back up the floor. Albert gets it to Hale inside the free throw circle to the far sideline. Now to Schroeder. Comes out between the circles. We're down to 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. Jenna Gillespie handling the ball out top now to Jamie Isaacson. Holdridge just spreads the floor and looks like they're going to go for the final shot here. There's a bounce pass to Hale. The ball nearly intercepted there by Bumgarner. Hale has got it back onto the 10-second line down to Gillespie. We're down to 13 seconds to play. Gillespie dribbling the ball out here against the Brittany Wiseman. Now a 5-second violation. Good job defensively there by Wiseman. A 5-second violation called in Jenna Gillespie, so that's a turnover on the Dusters. That's their 15th of the ball game. Adams Central inbounds with 9 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Bumgarner right at the 10-second line, gets it into Brittany Wiseman, brings it into the offensive zone here. Wiseman down the right sideline. Wiseman is trapped, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Wiseman, bounce pass, intercepted. Intercepted by Isaacson, but she cannot get a shot away at the midcourt stripe, and that's the end of the third quarter. 3 quarters in the books tonight in girls high school basketball. The Dusters all over the Patriots here tonight. In the season opener, it's Holdridge 42, Adams Central 22. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Dusters out of the gates early here tonight. Scored the first 4 baskets of the ball game. Adams Central didn't hit their first field goal until the 220 mark of the first quarter, and the Patriots have been playing from behind ever since. Adams Central trailed 12-6 at the end of the first quarter, 31-18 at halftime. Now 42-22 after 3 quarters as the inbounds pass comes in from the far sideline. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Jenna Gillespie knocks the ball away from Brittany Wiseman. So Adams Central now will have to inbound the ball in backcourt. Just underway here in the fourth quarter, a 20-point lead for the Dusters. There's a pass in the center of the floor now to Wiseman. She'll bring it into the offensive zone, or at least she'll try it as she approaches the 10-second line. There's a bounce pass into the offensive zone. Bumgarner has got it. Now to Bostock. Bostock comes out here to Brittany Wiseman, top of the key. With the ball now is going to be Josie Bumgarner. Moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Sarah Kruger with the ball. Bombs it into the way, and the ball's going to be deflected away. It goes out of bounds, and it was last touched by the Dusters. Burr was the last to touch it there for Holdridge. Adams Central playing things in deep in the corner here on the near sideline. Brittany, rather, this is going to be Josie Bumgarner inbounding the ball. It's going to be slapped right back out of bounds by Juliana Burr. Bumgarner will try it again. Bumgarner looking. Goes to Wiseman on the baseline. Her shot is up there and in. Brittany Wiseman scores a 10-footer off the left baseline. It's now 42-24. Adams Central trailing by 18 here in the final quarter. Running back the other way is going to be Gillespie with the ball. They work it back around to the right side to Schroeder. Schroeder down to Burr. Adams Central is in a man-to-man defense. Juliana Burr dribbles to her right, stops here at the top of the three-point arc. Out to Gillespie for three, shot good. Jenna Gillespie will have to open out here in three-point territory. She makes him pay for it. That's her first field goal of the second half. She's now got 13 points for the ballgame. 45-24. Holdridge has got the lead. There's Kruger. Her pass in the way is deflected, but is picked up there. A bucket is going to be made by Grimmett. She's out fouling the play. Alexis Grimmett gets the field goal to go down. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Isaacson. That's going to be Jamie's second. Team foul number five on the Dusters here in the second half of play. Alexis Grimmett to the free throw line. She's got 7 points in the ball game tonight. Make it eight as that one goes down through the hole. She's now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. It's now 45-27. Adams Central trailing in the ball game. Back the other way. Schroeder drives the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouled in the play. So now Haley Schroeder goes to the free throw line here for the Dusters. Schroeder so far tonight has got 2 points on two free throws. She'll have a couple of shots here. First one is up there and in. 46-27. Adams Central is trailing in the ball game. We got the boys game coming up next between the Dusters and the Patriots. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Schroeder. Back to a 20-point lead now for the Dusters at 47-27. There's Josie Bumgardner with the ball out here in three-point territory. Stops. Gets it over to Sarah Kruger. Left side of the lane. Trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Kruger is double-teamed. Gets the ball away. Bumgardner has got it. Dribbles into the lane. Kicks her back out here. Top of the key to Grimmett. Her pass inside is going to be deflected away from Kruger. As taken away here by the Dusters. Turnover number 19 now on Adams Central. Back the other way. Holdridge has problems with it. It's deflected out of bounds. But it was last touched by Sarah Kruger of Adams Central. Holdridge will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Fleischer coming back to the ball game now for Adams Central. Alexis Grimmett will check out. Here comes Fowler back in. Going out is going to be Sarah Kruger. 6:19 to play in the ball game. It's 47-27. Adams Central trailing by 20 here in the contest. Gillespie will inbound the ball. Baseline right side. They get it in. Burr, her short jumper is up there and in. Burr behind a couple of screens set up on the left side of the lane. Hits the easy field goal. Juliana Burr has got 16 points in the ball game now for the Dusters. 49-27. Holdridge with the lead. There's Bumgardner with the ball out here in three-point territory. Bumgardner being hacked out here by Gillespie. Finally gets the ball away down here in the baseline. Dribbling down to the baseline. A shot is up there by Wiseman. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jimmy Isaacson. Gets the ball ahead now to Rachel Jeldon. She drives, shoots, and scores, and she's fouling the play. Rachel Jeldon gets the field goal for Holdridge. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. The basket's going to count, and the personal foul is going to be whistled on Bostock of Adams Central. I've got Bostock now with 4 personal fouls. Is that going to be 5? The foul portion of the scoreboard is not operating, or they're not manning that tonight, so let's see. The official's coming over here to the nearest sideline. That's going to be all she wrote for Carly Bostock. That's going to be 5 personal fouls on Bostock. She fouls out with 5 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the ball game, and she leaves with no points. Bostock was in foul trouble most of the night here tonight and failed to score in the ball game. Alexis Grimmett comes back in there for the Patriots. Here's a free throw put up there by Jeldon. It's up and in. So Rachel Jeldon hits on the 3-point play. It's now a 25-point ball game at 52-27. Dusters blowing the Patriots out of here. Here's another entry pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Isaacson as she takes it to the far sideline and hands the ball away. That's Gillespie with the ball. The Burr back inside to Jeldon. Shot no good. Battle for the rebound. AC comes down with it. Jackie Fowler running it back the other way. Near sideline to Wiseman. Stops. Bounce pass down on the baseline to Fleischer. Back outside a three-pointer by Bumgardner. Up there no good. Rebound comes down to Jeldon for Holdridge. Rachel Jeldon with the ball. And gives it away here in backcourt to Gillespie. The stop sign comes up. They'll walk it across the 10-second line and set up now in the half-court offense against Adams Central with a big 52-27 lead. We've hit the 5-minute mark now during the fourth quarter. Juliana Burr with it now to Isaacson. Isaacson to Gillespie. Bounce pass over here to Isaacson again as he dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Kicks it out here to Schroeder. Moves it left side to Juliana Burr. Takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. Throws it back out to the top of the key. There's working the defense. Now a long-range jumper by Schroeder is up and in. A three-pointer by Haley Schroeder. She She's now got 7 points in the ball game, and 55-27 as the Dusters continue to lead here in this basketball game as they stretch out their lead here in the fourth quarter. There's a long three by Fowler that's going to be no good. Nobody under the boards. The rebound, an easy rebound by Juliana Burr. And now we got an injury back here for Adams Central. That's going to be Fowler's down. Looks like Fowler's got a cramp maybe in her left leg and trying to work out a cramp there. You see that a lot earlier in the season as Jackie Fowler has got a cramp in her left leg, and we've got an injury timeout. We'll take a break here. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Crozier Park Pharmacy is located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. You can call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Tomorrow we'll have Hastings College basketball. A couple of good ones on tap tomorrow, Briarcliff and Hastings. Women's game will be at 2 o'clock with the guys to follow at 4. Pre-game show begins at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. 55-27. Holdridge in the lead over Adams Central in girls high school basketball tonight. Holdridge has got the ball. Now the Dusters have got some new folks in there. Gillespie is out there, though. She handles the ball out top. Now to Juliana Burr. Back out here to Gillespie. We're down to 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Gillespie sends her down low. Here's a shot. It's going to be up there and in. And scoring there for Holdridge is going to be Jamie Isaacson. That's her second field goal of the ball game. Isaacson now with 6 points in the ball game, 57-27. It's now a 30-point lead. Adams Central trailing in the ball game. There's the ball down in the baseline. A jump ball is going to be called. Alexis Grimmett unable to handle that one down in the baseline, and the arrow is pointing in favor of the Dusters. So chalk up another one, another turnover on AC. That's now their 21st turnover in the ball game. 27 points, 21 turnovers. Dusters have a 30-point lead. It's 57-27. There's a bounce pass, grabbing the ball, shooting, and missing. It's going to be Hale. Follow shot by Hale, no good. Rebound comes out of Adams Central's Grimmett. Outlet pass comes to the near side. That's going to be Wiseman. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Pass down to Fleischer. Her shot is up there. It's good. Anna Fleischer, just a freshman, scoring there for Adams Central. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 3 points. 57-29 is the score now. Holdridge in the lead. Carly Hale with the ball. High left side. Comes out between the rings. Now to Juliana Burr. Now to Selena Holt. Back to Burr. Free throw line extended left side. Now to Jenna Gillespie as she holds the ball. Under 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter at the Patriot Gym tonight. Juliana Burr has got the ball as Holdridge just works it around the Adams Central defense. Bounce pass goes inside to Isaacson. Isaacson is double teamed. Kicks it out here to Gillespie. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now gives the ball away to Hale. Works it to the far sideline to Juliana Burr. Drives the baseline. Goes up for the shot. Misses the easy one. Gets her own rebound. Burr is now trapped along the baseline. The ball swatted away. That's picked up here by Braden Camp of Adams Central. Braden Camp gets it now into the hands of Brittany Wiseman. Here come the Patriots down the right sideline. Alexis Grimmett holds the ball against Isaacson. Entry pass. That's Kruger. His shot is up and in. Sarah Kruger shooting down the lane. They got her the ball, and Sarah lays it in there. 57-31 is the score. Holdridge continues to lead here in the ball game as we approach the two-minute mark here in this one. Selena Holt has got the ball on the right sideline. Holt comes out to Juliana Burr. Entry pass again, deflected away from Isaacson. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Holdridge basketball as they will play things in. But now we're going to have a Holdridge timeout as they're going to send in some new troops into the ball game here with 2 minutes to play. 1:59 exactly in this basketball game. We're in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Holdridge 57, Adams Central 31.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@khasradio.com or call 402-463-1230.
10-5, touchdown.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings St. Cecilia last night, the boys losing, the girls winning in their season openers. Hastings High, boys and girls on the road last night playing at Seward. Both teams came up on the short end of things there. So the high school basketball season is underway. The last team to see action is going to be the Adams Central boys, and they are coming up next here on 1230 KHAS against the Holdridge Dusters and their brand-new head coach, Drake Baronic, who spent some time on the Hastings College bench. Played basketball, of course, for Nebraska. And now the head man of the Holdridge Dusters. So his team is coming up next to take on Adams Central in our nightcap here tonight. Under 2 minutes to play here in this one. There's a long-range jumper coming out of the timeout by Gillespie. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound. Stops to be blocked out of the hands of Holt. And the ball is recovered here by Adams Central. Patriots down the right sideline as Bumgardner with the ball. Moves it down in the corner. Now to Sarah Brown, who's into the ball game. Gets it down in the hands. Both coaches have gone to the bench. Keller has got the ball. Keller gets the ball away. Driving for the hole. His shot is up there and in. That's a Fleischer, and she's fouled in a play. And a Fleischer scores, and she is fouled in a play here. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Ashley Albert. That's going to be her first foul. Albert is hit with her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 6 on the Dusters, but Anna Fleischer will go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. Fleischer throws it up there, and the shot is going to be good. So a 3-point play there by the freshman. And the Patriots are now trailing 57-34. Inbounds pass is going to be lost off of the fingertips of Holt. A turnover on Holdridge. The Dusters have turned the ball over 16 times in the ballgame. The Patriots have 21. 57-34. Adams Central trailing here in the ballgame. Here's Sarah Brown with the ball. Sarah puts it up in the lane. The shot is going to be no good. Does not draw iron. And the ball is going to be given to Adams Central. They say it was tipped off of the hands of Sarah Brown. Brown, a 5'11" sophomore, is now seeing some playing time here for Tim Marker and the Patriots. Applying things into Brown in the lane, who kicks it back out top of the key. A 3-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Keller, and the rebound comes down here to Holdridge. Holdridge has got the ball back the other way. Holt brings it into the offensive zone. We're down to 1:13 to play. Holt comes over here on the right side to Hale. Takes the ball all the way to the basket. His shot is going to be blocked down by Brown. Ball is loose on the baseline. It's picked up by Adams Central. Braden Camp has got the ball for Adams Central. Gets the ball ahead. Now to Keller. Keller dribbling the ball out here in 3-point territory. Her pass is going to be deflected into the Patriot bench. Getting her hands on it there for Holdridge was Carly Hale. So Adams Central will play things in. Here on the near sideline, right in front of their bench. Stasha May into the ball game now for Adams Central. She'll play things in. Another 5'5" sophomore. May gets things in on the baseline. That's a Crable with the ball. Her pass is deflected, and it's going to go out of bounds. And a nice save there by Crable off of the leg of a Holdridge Duster defender. Adams Central will play things in down here in the corner. Stasha May will inbound the ball here for AC. Gets into the hands of Keller. Keller out here in 3-point territory around the screen, and now we got a foul called. Selena Holt picks up the personal foul for Holdridge. That's going to be her third. Team foul number 7 on the Dusters. Adams Central will go to the free throw line here. Eliza Keller will go to the free throw line for Adams Central. Her first shot is up there. It's going to be good. She'll get one more. 43 seconds to play in girls high school basketball tonight. It's 57-35. Adams Central is trailing here in the ball game as Keller will throw the mark for her second one. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Holdridge. Dusters have the ball back the other way. Selena Holt races it back in the offensive zone to the far sideline. Here's a long-range jumper put up there and in. Kim Gerardo hitting a 3-pointer from the far sideline. We're down to 30 seconds to play, and Holdridge gets another turnover. Here's Dorado. She's got the ball down the left sideline, and she's calling for the palming violation. So she got the turnover, but then she's whistling for the palming violation herself. 60-35. The Dusters led at halftime of this one, 31-18. It has not been a contest here tonight. Aldridge stayed ranked for a reason. Keller goes inside now to Flasher. She is double-teamed, throws it back out. Here's a long-range jumper by Keller. She jacks one up there and good. Eliza Keller hits a three-pointer. Now 60-38. Adams Central trailing in the ball game. Dorado, bounce pass goes inside. Here's a shot taken. It's around the rim and down. At the buzzer, and that's going to be the ball game as J.C. Pfeiffer gets the field goal to go down. So the final score, the Holdridge Dusters winning this basketball game here tonight, blowing out the Patriots in the season opener for both teams. The final score, Holdridge 62, Adams Central 38. Back with a recap after this.
Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Patriots Jim and Adams Central here tonight. The Holdridge Dusters win the first ball game here tonight in the girls' contest. Final score of 62-38. The Patriots just overmatched by a more experienced and a more explosive basketball team here tonight. Holdridge is ranked in the top 10 of both Metro newspapers for a reason here as they blow out the Patriots tonight in their season opener by a score of 62-38. Adams Central fell behind 8-0 here in the ball game. They did not get on the board until the 3-minute and 12-second mark of the first quarter when they hit a couple of free throws. Adams Central hit their first field goal of the game at the 2:20 mark in the first quarter. By then, they were trailing 10-4. Holdridge led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 12-6. Adams Central got back within 4 points early in the second quarter at 12-8. But it was a 13-point lead for the Dusters at halftime, 31-18. And Holdridge did not look back. They led 42-22 after three quarters. And they go on to win tonight by a score of 62-38. So the Patriots will drop their first ball game of the season, and Adams Central will play at Aurora tomorrow afternoon. Again, 62-38 to score in the girls' ball game tonight. We'll take a 1 minute timeout and we'll come back and check the scoring in this one right after this.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
when you need power. Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriots gym at Adams Central here tonight. The Adams Central Patriot girls basketball team losing to Holdridge by a score of 62-38. Scoring in the ball game for Adams Central tonight, they had no one in double figures. Alexis Grimmett led the way. She had a couple of field goals, and she was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. So Grimmett scores 8 points in the ball game tonight. Anna Fleischer came into the ball game for the Patriots, got a couple of field goals, and she was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line for 6 points in the ball game. Sarah Kruger also scored 6 points. Kruger had 3 field goals, and she was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Jackie Fowler had 6 points tonight on 3 field goals, all in the first half of play. Josie Bumgardner hit a 3 and a 2 as she scores 5 points in the ball game. And Brittany Wiseman, she had a field goal, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3 points. Also scoring in the contest here tonight late in the final seconds was Eliza Keller. She was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and she hit a 3-pointer. She scores 4 points in the contest here tonight. Adams Central is plagued by turnovers. I had them for 23 turnovers, and that might be a generous 23 turnovers in the ball game tonight for Adams Central. Holdridge turned the ball over 17 times in the ball game tonight. Again, 16 points from Juliana Burr. Burr hitting 6 field goals, and she was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line for her 16. Also scoring in double figures for Holdridge was Jenna Gillespie. Gillespie knocks down a couple of, actually 3 3-pointers and had 2 2-point field goals. So Gillespie finishes with 13, 10 of those in the first half. Several other people scored in the ball game tonight for Holdridge. It was Rachel Jeldon coming through with 7 points. She had 3 field goals, and she was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Haley Schroeder hit a 3, and she was 4 out of 4 from the line for 7 points. 6 points for Jamie Isaacson on a couple of field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Also scoring the ball game was Carly Hale, as she scores 3 points off from the charity stripe. She was 3 of 6 there. Also, Selena Holt, she had 3 points, a field goal, and she was 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Kim Giredo got in the ball game and hit a 3-pointer there late in the fourth quarter for only points in the contest. Holdridge hitting 15 out of 22 from the free throw line tonight. For the Dusters, they go on to win over Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 62-38. We've got the boys game coming up next between Adams Central and the Holdridge Dusters, and we'll take a timeout and come back. We'll chat with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster as Patriot basketball continues tonight on 1230 KHIS.